Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here. Toll-free number, 855-453. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features you'll find there. They are completely free. Once again, freetalklive.com. Here with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
Doing things up a little bit different here this week because, Nemi, you are normally on Wednesday nights with us, but you wanted to come in special tonight.
I did.
So Julia, who's normally here, is going to trade out with you.
And I'm much obliged to her for that.
It was probably the right move because she was working today during the trial for Adamo Freeman, our mutual friend and a fellow liberty lover and fellow activist, one of the creators of copblock.org. He was on trial today for what was a potential 21 years in prison over three felony wiretapping charges. And I just, let's just bring you up to speed real quick here because there's a lot to talk about.
There is a lot of history to this, too.
Yeah. So, Adamo facing felony charges because he recorded some phone conversations with some government bureaucrats as he was attempting to get them to comment on a situation involving a police officer at a school slamming a 17-year-old male's head into a cafeteria table.
Yeah. A seated 17-year-old male, by the way.
Right.
You know, and this is one thing that didn't get shown in court, but the guy was seated. The officer picks him up and then throws him onto the table.
Yep, and so
probably not in fear for his life.
Not at all. In fact, the conflict that had created that in the first place was over. The purse that he had taken from his sister had already been given back. It was resolving itself. Anyway, there was video of it. Adamo had promoted that video at copblock.org, and he was in court because he had recorded some bureaucrats when he tried to get their comment on the situation, including the school principal and the police officer in question as well. So, with that, we had a bunch of people show up today for the trial.
Between Pete, Air, and I, we counted 90 people.
No way,
yeah.
Really?
Yep, right at the start for the trial itself, when it came back to the sentencing, there were 48 in the courtroom.
Outstanding. The courtroom
really
was full. I mean,
yeah.
Pretty much the whole day the courtroom
was
packed.
It was packed for the trial. Yeah, it was a great turnout.
And so lots of people came out. They came out from all around, not just New Hampshire, but some people from outside of New Hampshire.
Oh, yeah.
There was another guy that came up from California. And it was
North Carolina.
Right. So a lot of people came out to show support for their friend and, in some cases, somebody they consider a hero, somebody who is willing to stand up for his beliefs, put his freedom on the line, not just for his own sake, but also for everybody's sake, because Adamo advocates people not taking a plea deal, and so
these were felonies, though.
Yeah, looking at 21 years.
We're not talking about a parking ticket here that you take to trial in order to gum up the system. You're talking about three felonies.
Right, and that's why I think a lot of people considered him heroic for doing what he did.
The prosecutor really wanted to throw the book at him. I mean, his closing arguments were absolutely ridiculous and beyond the pale, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah.
For some of the things that he said. I mean, he called him outright guilty of the charges and was just saying some things about him that really, I don't know that they're entirely true.
Well, he also lied at the end as well. The prosecutor in his closing statement put words into Damo's mouth, and it's awfully convenient for him because the prosecutor goes last. Now, I don't know if it's the same way in every state,
yes.
But in New Hampshire, it's the same way everywhere?
I believe so, yeah.
In New Hampshire, the prosecutor...
I've never seen on TV, it's always the defense that goes last, but you know,
closing,
what do I know?
Closing statements in New Hampshire... Defendant goes first, prosecutor goes after, and that means that there's nothing you can say to rebut whatever it is that he puts out there.
It's crazy. I mean, you know, as if the state needs any advantages.
Right. And so during this closing statement, he basically said that if Adamo gets his way,
right,
that he would be he is essentially advocating for people's conversations being recorded all the time or at any time, meaning he gave examples like if a prosecutor is talking with a rape victim, Adamo thinks that should be recorded. And if there's two people on a phone.
It was nuts. I mean, the guy's recording a public official making a comment to the press, and the prosecutor comes out and says, if you can record police officers in the state of New Hampshire like you can 38 other stinking states in the union, it'll be anarchy. I mean, It was preposterous crap I'd ever heard.
He stopped short of saying the word anarchy, and I really wish he had said it. But Mark was sitting next to me for the trial, and I'm sure Mark can attest that I was muttering. I'm like, it's just object.
Hell yeah, object, I wanted objection
object.
Too, but what are you
going to
do?
I don't know. Stand up and say something.
It's hard.
It's very difficult.
When you're there and the pressure's on. It's hard to remember to object. It's hard to think about those things. A lot of people were saying that after the fact, oh, well, he should have objected here and he should have objected there. But all that aside, the prosecutor basically made this case out to be essentially the thin, like the jury was essentially the thin line standing between the society that we know with all of its wonderful rules. Oh, you may disagree with a few of them, but we have rules. And if you are to throw this case away, if you are to find this man not guilty, that will destroy the entire law.
Yeah, it was like Western civilization was on the line today in Manchester, New Hampshire, about the recording of some government bureaucrats.
What would happen if we all decided what laws we were going to obey?
That's what he asked the jury at one
point. And he even compared it to running traffic lights. And I love it, because now I am going to run a traffic light every day. Until the day I'm going to go out and find one, because, you know, I'm a responsible adult, and I can decide when to stop and look both ways and proceed. I'm not a sheep. I'm not going to sit there and wait for the light to turn green if there's no traffic coming either way.
Well, you're not a sheep, so you don't have a chance of ever getting on a jury, apparently, because this jury came back with 3 guilty verdicts today.
Inside an hour. Yeah.
Yeah, well within an hour.
Yeah.
They came back with 3 guilty verdicts, 3 of 3.
Three of three. I'd like to point out that the one of the conversations with a police officer, it was maybe 14 seconds long, and the guy said no comment and hung up, essentially.
Right.
I mean, that's paraphrasing, but it was really short. So, you know, he called and a demo called and asked for a comment. The guy said he hadn't heard anything, so he never even had a chance to say that, you know, this call is being recorded. The police officer said,
the claim would be
you'd
have to say it at first.
What's that?
The claim from their side would be you'd have to say it
at
first.
The lady picked up the telephone. The lady picks up the telephone and immediately begins talking. So there was never an opportunity for that. The claim was never made. That claim was never made. What they said was, when the press calls for a comment, they say that they're looking for a comment. And he did say that he was looking for a comment. So from what the police officer said, he fulfilled everything with the police officer. The second one was the secretary that transferred the call. I mean, it was nothing. You know, this lady was harmed. Nothing happened.
Yep.
And Ademo made that point with all 3 witnesses that we saw today. Who was harmed? How were you harmed? And every time
objection.
The prosecution objected.
Yep.
Every time. And it was not admissible. And it was so maddeningly frustrating to me to see the first cop, the detective, who didn't know how many lines or what lines were audio recorded by the police department.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had the captain, who looked like he ate at least 2 babies, get on the witness stand, and he said, I have never seen such a large cop.
Oh, come on.
Really? Really?
Pretty fat cops.
There are some pretty fat cops.
He was definitely one of the
big boys. Definitely one of them.
He wasn't keeping up with whatever standard operating procedure for physical fitness.
SOP, Mark. For the physical fitness training. My God. And he got up and he said, no, 7 lines are recorded. Now, during the lunch break, a friend of mine and I called into the Manchester non-emergency line business line. Someone answered the phone. My friend said, oh, is this line recorded? Person said yes. Mm-hmm. My friend said thank you for your time and hung up. Now, okay, which of the 7 lines were those? So was Ademo's call recorded? Because it certainly seemed that way to me. If he's calling to speak to someone to seek comment, he wouldn't be calling 911 or dispatch.
Well, it's okay for them to record you. They work for the government.
That's what it came down to.
So, were you there today? Did you experience this? Would you like to share your thoughts? 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Obviously, we've just kind of scratched the surface on the day's events. Oh, and by the way, I was hooting. We're doing tweeting and Facebooking.
I asked Mark if he was hooting during the trial.
Yep, so it's actually pretty useful because it allowed me to kind of like take notes, but at the same time also let people know what was going on. So, 855-450-FREE, you can take control. Some of the latest information is over at freekeen.com. That links to CopLock and a few other things. The raw video will be up later. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Richard Grove of TragedyandHope.com, and thanks to the help of Mark and Ian here on Free Talk Live, we've created this call to action to help raise awareness for John Taylor Gatto. In 2001, former New York City and State School Teacher of the Year John Taylor Gatto published The Underground History of American Education, detailing how public schooling creates obedient workers and debt slaves. Now John delivers a message which he calls Your Birthright. It's titled The Ultimate History Lesson, and it's a five-hour journey illustrating how and why our public schools are dumbing us down and what we can do about it. Therein referencing more than 200 footnotes and 30 classic texts. John suffered multiple strokes in the weeks after filming this interview, and he's in need of your help as he continues to recover. Please click the banner on freetalklive.com and enter the coupon code FTL, and we'll send you the Ultimate History Lesson on 4 DVDs plus a free 15-hour MP3 bonus DVD. Thank you for tuning in and not dropping out.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
4, 5, 6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with the Fuel Saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The Fuel Saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. You can drop in there and get interactive in a variety of different ways. The primary method is by submitting show content to the site. So show prep, suggestions, stuff you find online that you think's interesting. Maybe it's a video, blog post, perhaps it is a news article. You submit it as show prep and then others can vote. So you may vote up or down, and the most voted up make it to the front page. and the top of the site. You can also go to the upcoming stories page to vote up the freshest stories or vote it down. Vote your opinion on the freshest stories, the freshest items that have been added to the site by listeners just like you. So go and get interactive. It's all free over at freetalklive.com. Now, we are talking to you about the Ademo Freeman trial that sadly resulted in three guilty verdicts today. We're going to get into more detail on that. But there's an important aspect that really needs to be brought out here, and that is that you mentioned, Nemi, that you had counted 90 people
yep.
at one point
yep.
in the courtroom. And how many of those 90 people do you think were liberty-minded folks as opposed to news media or possible bureaucrats?
I know that when the judge came in, only three people stood in the audience, and they were all attorneys. But when the jury came in, both times, everyone stood. But when the jury had issued their verdicts and got up to leave, no one got up.
Bob Constantine actually got up and turned around. He, during the
yeah.
jury reading their verdict, he stood up and turned his back on them.
Now, an interesting correlation for me, the last time I spent any time in a courtroom was for your trial when Jason Talley was dragged across the floor for not rising when Arnold entered the room.
The judge.
Yeah, yeah. Judge Arnold did, entered the room, and we did not stand. And we were told before by one of the bailiffs that we would need to stand or we would have to leave.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the very first time I'd ever been in for an activist, quote-unquote, trial. And I believe, if memory serves, it was for releasing video footage from the Superior Courthouse. And we did not rise. And we were instructed to leave. I got up to go, and it was because I was between Jason Talley was between me and the wall, that I got out, and Talley didn't move quickly enough, and he got dragged across the floor by his wrists instead. And that was outrageous to me. So to go into this courtroom, both last week for the jury selection and this week for the trial, the judge was very, very calm in addressing the group of people, and somewhat, I don't know if respectful is the right word.
Almost jovial.
Yeah, there was joking around to some degree, but he was very respectful of
those
us.
Who did not rise.
Right, and when I was leaving,
He even mentioned it,
yeah.
like that he didn't care. Like,
yeah.
If you don't stand, it's no big deal.
When the trial was over, I said, I may stand for you next time. He said, you don't have to.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know. It's just, it's such a contrast to me.
Oh, as far as the judges are concerned.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, the man in the robe out here in Cheshire County, New Hampshire, the western portion of the state, Judge John Arnold, is an absolute tyrant. And although he has retired, they can bring him back anytime they want as a what they call a senior judge status. He's absolute tyrant. He told people that during my trial that they could not have clothing with messages on them. So T-shirts like yours and mine today, Nemi, would have been disallowed.
This is the shirt that the Farrington was told to take off at West High School.
Your shirt says, I don't talk to police, I record them.
That's right.
Cop block shirts and gear were also subsequently banned from the high school, as the principal basically admits during her testimony. And we'll get to her here in a little bit. She was absolutely ludicrous. I, of course, have a No Victim, No Crime shirt on from nevertakeaplea.org. And neither of our shirts would have been allowed in the courtroom in Cheshire County. And we're talking about two superior courthouses
yep.
of the same, you know, courts of the same level, judges of the same level in the same state system, with two completely different scenarios where there's like a total crackdown in one, and the other one's this, you know, kind of somewhat laid back judge who doesn't really care whether you stand or not, and he's, you know, kind of joking with folks and friendly. He's still a judge. He was still kind of, you know, he threatened people with contempt a couple times.
The
bailiffs were still grumpy little tyrants.
Oh, yes. And most of the bailiffs
especially
are bad
before
news.
Lunch, the one that yelled at us before we left for lunch today. Three of us were staying in the courtroom. I had been able to get my laptop up to Ademo, so he was able to reference some statutes while he was there, if that had been helpful. And the bailiffs had been pretty good about letting me in and out of whatever the well, mm-hmm. I guess it's called, to do that. And as I was gathering up my things to leave for lunch, We were told, Clyde and I were told, that we needed to talk to those other people in the front row. Now,
right.
Mark was sitting with me in the front row, and there were some
And I
folks,
was recording this, by
yeah.
the way. I didn't get the whole beginning of the conversation, but at a certain point I was, because I was putting my camera away because we were going to
right.
lunch. Like, oh, I should know better than to put a damn camera away in the
courtroom.
Right. So I did catch a lot of this.
And so Clyde was wonderful. He was fantastic. And I said the same thing. I said, I don't know the people you're talking about. And I said, you're lumping me in. And he said, well, you're all wearing the same shirt. I said, I'm the only one wearing this shirt.
Yeah.
You know, I don't paint me with a broad brush. They are, I don't know these people. I've never met these people. Yeah, you know, the people that he's talking about that were particularly right. vocal and unruly, quote unquote, during the trial, while trial was in session.
Yeah, this thing has gotten international news.
It's not my job. I said, this is your job. To keep order in the court. I'm not going to go up to strangers I don't know and tell them, respect the court. That's not my job. You have the brown shirt on. You tell them.
With the badge and the star.
Yeah. And the gun.
And the paycheck.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
So I said, this isn't happening. And Clyde was great. You were great. I just said my piece and got out of there because I wanted a demo to be able to have the laptop when I came back mm-hmm. in. So it was just, it's incredible to me. It was certainly no Tebow.
The Tebow is the outrageous bailiff, the worst of the bailiffs
the worst of the worst.
In Cheshire
yeah.
County. This is a kind of a sort of a mini Tebow, though. I mean, he's the little troll that you're talking about, the bailiff. Has it been an issue previously, and he was definitely the troll bailiff today. And in the case that you're talking about, where Clyde was getting into it with him, I was in the back of the room with my video camera. I pulled it back out of my bag and was kind of hand-holding it for a short bit. And then I ended up finally getting it. It took me a little while to get it back connected to the tripod, but I walked back up to them. And this guy, of course, I probably should have just stayed back because, you know, by getting up in his face, I gave him the opportunity to
right.
pick on me, and which is fine. I can handle it. And so he immediately threatens me and tells me to turn the camera off. And I basically told him, no, this is a public courtroom and I'm not going to do that, which I've done. I've had to do before. I've done it with Tebow. And
you mean you record a person without their a public official without their permission?
I absolutely recorded their themselves without a permission. And he did not arrest me. I kind of, you know, told him, look, I'm going to keep recording until you stop threatening people. And he said, well, I'm not threatening anybody. And so at this point, I'm just kind of walking away. And I told him, I'm going to continue recording. I didn't stay standing in front of him. I went back to go and grab my tripod or whatever, because I guess I hadn't gotten the tripod at that point. But anyway, and it was just absolutely outrageous, this man's behavior. The whole situation today was ridiculous from top to bottom, and the jury should be ashamed of themselves. They were booed and hissed
yeah,
to
the
some
jury,
extent.
I'm yeah, sorry.
Came
okay.
out the court.
I don't agree with the jury's verdict here or anything like that, but I'm sorry. They didn't get a professional-level presentation.
I don't care. It was pretty clear that the crowd was on the side of the defendant.
So what does that mean?
Well, it's a pretty rare thing that there's any crowd
that
for anyone's trial.
But how does any jury member know that? They've jured on one jury.
I understand what you're saying, but the point is, those bureaucrats were ridiculous today. The statements they made were absolutely outrageous, and anybody that cares about freedom of the press should have found him not guilty.
He never stood the Wood Press. He never said it once.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EZArmor.com if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. EZArmor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little EZArmor costs, and I installed EZArmor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EZArmor.com. That's the letters EZArmor.com. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EZArmor.com. Ultimate door security made easy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Here is 855-453. Stakel CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away, so enjoy those. Again, freetalklive.com. Listening options are there. We've got live streams, broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show are available to you, and they are all free. Listen.freetalklive.com will take you there. Plus, it'll take you to a list of over 110 radio stations that we are on across the country on AM and FM. In addition to that, our satellite listening choices, including XM Satellite Radio, where we're heard every single night of the week, as well as our webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Go to listen.freetalklive.com. You know, we got off on a tangent during the last segment when I wanted to point out that the courtroom was packed full of people because of the Free State Project. Maybe there were a handful of bureaucrats and a handful of press. So you mentioned there were 90 people in the courtroom. I would say 80 out of the 90 were all liberty-minded people from whether
more,
they're Free Staters or
more
not.
More than that, yeah.
A number of them were New Hampshire native liberty-minded people. Some of them were Free State Project participants. But the room was packed full, and some people were from outside of New Hampshire entirely. The room was packed full of people. It was not quite standing room only, but there wasn't very
close.
Much
pretty darn full.
We were packed in pretty tight, Mark. Almost sitting on my lap.
I came a little bit late, and you know nothing that good happened to me. But I came in kind of late, and there was I was looking around, thinking, oh, I'm not going to find a seat. And then Nimmy had one for me.
Right. So lots of people were there, and they were all there because they're here in New Hampshire because of the Free State Project, a group of thousands of like-minded, liberty-oriented people who intend to converge, and many of them have already done so. Over 1,000 are already here in New Hampshire to converge in one geographic area to get active to achieve liberty in our lifetime. And hopefully that those 1,000-plus people and soon thousands more will help inspire New Hampshire natives like Nemi and others who care about freedom that have moved here prior to the Free State Project to get active or more active than they've been previously. And I think that we've been successful at that to some extent. And I'm glad that you were there.
Well, I'm still here. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad that you were there because I know that you've seen some pretty outrageous court behavior that prior to this, prior to getting involved in all this, you hadn't really been privy to. And it can be a real eye opener being in a courtroom like this where bailiffs are acting like thugs. The jury is, really just a sad lot of people. And just terrible things happen to innocent, peaceful people that have never harmed anybody else. And a lot of it is usually done behind closed doors without any media coverage. We were fortunate in that the Associated Press was there today. WMUR, the local ABC News affiliate, was there. The Union Leader, the biggest newspaper in New Hampshire,
the AP,
was there. I mentioned Associated Press.
I'm sorry.
And the AP story is already getting picked up. Boston, I think, .com might be an AP. San Francisco Chronicle. Yeah. NH Public Radio was there as well. So, at least the mainstream media did pick this one up, and that's thanks to some of the outreach that was done to media last week that resulted in the Huffington Post and WikiLeaks talking about this case. Hopefully they'll be updating their stories and or posting fresh ones. So luckily this is an instance where the media actually cared enough, or at least some of them did, to pay attention because it definitely was a free press issue. Mark, you mentioned that, by the way, freestateproject.org. Go there to learn more about the Free State Project, freestateproject.org. It definitely was a freedom of the press issue.
I agree that it was a freedom of the press issue.
You're saying that he didn't mention that at any point in the trial.
Not once.
Well, and that's too bad.
Copblock.org is a blog, and blogs are recognized in the state of New Hampshire, and frankly, they should be every place on the planet as news. They are the new media. They're breaking more stories than any other news. They're breaking more stories than reporters are these days, and that's just the truth. But sadly, these jurors did not get Ademo's best game.
No.
Ademo's best game, he's still an amateur, and the lawyer's still a professional.
Ademo beat wiretapping charges in Greenfield, Massachusetts, I might like to remind you, in front of a jury.
Yep,
so, he's definitely capable of doing this. In this case, I agree with you.
He didn't even come close today.
I agree with you that, he did not do as good of a job as I had hoped to see. But then again, he spent the weeks coming up to this in a jail cell.
I think he's depressed, and I think they've beaten the fight out of him.
With a limited access to a law library as well.
And usually in jail, you don't have hardly anything.
But I've never been in jail, so I don't know these things.
He had a lot of coaching given to him during the trial, and he pretty much ignored most of it.
That's
now,
true.
I'm not going to say, I don't know what's going through the guy's mind. I don't know what his plan was. Whatever it was, the execution looked horrendous to me today. And that doesn't mean that I don't believe that he was completely in the right. I think that any public official getting on the telephone, with any member of the public, should have the expectation that they are being recorded. And I think that this was an incredibly important case today, and I just feel like it was botched.
Well, here's what you can do. You can call a government bureaucrat, mm-hmm. record the phone call, and send it to the prosecutor.
And this is really what it comes down to. You sit out there in the cheap seats where I was.
Yep.
Cost nothing to be there, and it's easy to sit out there and say, "But I don't have the reputation, by the way, that Ademo has. He's got a couple of years on me and building up animosity." So
what's that supposed to mean?
You don't think that the bureaucrats knew who he was, knew what Cop Block was, and came after him for that reason?
He's a target. I'll concur.
You think if you sent evidence of you doing wiretapping to the prosecutor, they would ignore it? It would be interesting.
They might not. I don't know.
Well, William Kostrick, who previously has made national headlines by carrying a gun at a presidential event up here in New Hampshire.
Which is legal.
Yeah, and he was there's at the very end of the clip. I've got the raw video footage that I took today. Mm-hmm. It is encoding as we speak. We'll upload it. Hopefully, it'll be up a little bit later on tonight. At the very end of that footage, and I might clip it out just because it's really interesting. At the very end, the prosecutor is, packing up his stuff. He's getting ready to go, and he's giving an interview to the mainstream media there. He's answering their questions about the sentence and things like that. And as soon as the mainstream media is done, William Kostrick's standing there waiting patiently. First chance to address the prosecutor. And basically what he tells this prosecutor is that he's going to go home. The first thing he does is he's going to call the police department and ask to speak with so-and-so, one of the officers that was on the stand today, and that he's going to record that phone call, and that he's then going to take a copy of that phone call of him committing wiretapping and send it to the prosecutor. And he told the prosecutor, "You're going to have a hell of a lot harder time with my trial."
Yeah, and I believe that for sure.
I would agree.
So I want to say, and I hope that he wanted me to promote that because I was certainly standing there with a video camera. He did it in public. I think that's one of the best responses that could have happened in this situation.
I think the best response is to take a liberty, you know, take this instance, use a liberty-oriented rep, get this stuff pushed through
the
House.
That's great, Mark. I agree with that, too. In fact, I talked with Mark Warden, who is a liberty rep, who was there today. He was pretty outraged by this whole thing. I talked to him about that. He says that he doesn't believe there's much of a chance the law can get changed, but he's, you know, they're working on it. Maybe, you know, they're going to try it again. So those gears are in motion. One of those long-term things that maybe something will change, maybe it won't. The system sucks. It's slow. It's awful. But if Bill Kostrick does what he said he's going to do, and that prosecutor comes after him, it'll be interesting to see if the prosecutor does anything with it, number one. But it would be extra interesting if more people were willing to take that kind of a risk. If more people stood up and said, I'm a demo now, and called some government bureaucrat and recorded that phone call and sent it to their local prosecutor, and a bunch of people took on this particular issue.
What do you think it's going to do? What do you think the outcome's going to be?
I think that if people promote what they're doing, it shows how ridiculous this system is. If he doesn't prosecute, if Bill Kostrick does that,
and he's not prosecuted for it,
then that means that wiretapping all of a sudden is not an issue anymore to these people, and that should be promoted.
They ignore law-breaking whenever it's convenient for
them. Great, and maybe it will be convenient for them, but it should be shown to people that that is what they do, because people need to see that over and over again.
My question to you is that, you know, these articles written by the AP and, you know, the MUR and all that stuff. Did they really show the public that Adamo was a member of the press, that this had to do with press freedom?
I haven't had a chance to read any of them yet.
The case that Adamo made was not for press freedom. It was for transparency in government officials.
Did that word even show up in any of these articles?
No.
Yeah. The case isn't being made to the public.
I haven't read the articles. Have you read them?
I've read the AP article, yes, and the WMUR article.
They just report the facts.
No, they don't. They reported that he got one standing ovation. He, in fact, got three.
But look, for everybody that's such a critic, they should go ahead and do what Bill Kostrick had the courage to do, and that is say he was going to go ahead and get this same charge and take this charge to court and take it to a jury trial and then see what they think about the way he presents the case.
We're interested in them making telephone calls to their legislators here in New Hampshire and getting this thing pushed through.
Great, Mark. You should lead that message
and
lead that effort, but that's already happening.
Yeah.
So we should do other things, too. 855-450-FREE. Just don't sit back and make one phone call. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services' term life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, who takes blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-914-2995 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-914-2995. 1-800-914-2995. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closets. You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings now through August 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll free number here, 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that we have there for you. You can also support the show by shopping with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. You can enter Amazon through the links you find there. Amazon UK, Amazon US, and Canada, all available. Once again, that's shop.freetalklive.com. And when you enter through that link or those links, Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price. So once again, shop.freetalklive.com.
Oh, today when we were, you know, during the break, while the jury was deliberating or doing whatever they do there, friend Josh and I managed to get the AP gal to listen to our spiel on bitcoins. She took 3 pages of notes.
Whoa.
I don't know whether she's going to write an article on bitcoins or not, but now this reporter at this very influential news agency has a reasonably good idea as to what bitcoins are. So if you want to find out, bitcoins are going to change the world. One of these guys that was there talking about them says, I relate bitcoins. I've got to say, the guy probably sounds a little smarter than I am. You know, one of the kind of geeky guys. He says, I relate Bitcoin to the pre-porn internet, which I guess means.
Wait, when?
The pre-porn internet.
What is that, before dirt?
Yeah, porn got on the internet pretty quickly.
I'm not sure. Well, the internet, I guess, started in the 60s. I've got an article here on who made the internet. But whatever. I mean, what I think that he's trying to show is that bitcoins have an incredible amount of potential in them at this point.
Well, the internet was really pushed by porn in a lot of ways. The popularity of the internet.
And I think that
bitcoins, I think that's what he's referring to.
Bitcoins will probably be pushed by certain types of things like gambling. I mean, one can gamble on the internet with bitcoins. As a matter of fact, we've got sealswithclubs.eu or something like that. You can go to freetalklive.com, and the banner's on the side of the page there. You can see that. But anyway, you can go to weusecoins.org, find out more about bitcoins. If you want to get some bitcoins, bitinstant.com is the place to go. You have more than 700,000 locations worldwide. All you have to do is go there, get a little deposit info from where you want to go, deposit the money. By the time you get back home, you'll have bitcoins in your account. It's bitinstant.com.
Okay, so, Mark, you were attacking me during the break for advocating that people stand up for the freedoms of others, and be willing to put a little something on the line. And that's all I was doing. I wasn't saying everybody has to do what William Kostrick did.
A little something on the line is a felony. Okay?
7 years. Punishment by 7 years.
I think the line comes for different people at different times. Like, it came for me first with the Jason Talley trial seeing Talley get dragged across the floor. That was, what, a year ago almost now? And I think that it, for different people, it comes in different ways. And the way that people come to find their voice, it sometimes takes time. And to yell at them and say, you must or you should or anything like that.
When did I yell at
them? No, I'm not. Excuse me. When someone says, you should. Or, you know, you need to. I really kind of
That's what Mark said. He said you need to call your local legislator and complain to them.
I already have.
Right. Well, he said he was the only one who said you need to do anything. What I suggested was that people who believe in standing up should come here and they should do that here. Because you're not going to get 90 people at your trial
in
Florida
right.
or Minnesota or wherever. Because those activists, they just aren't there. They're here in New Hampshire. There are over 1,000 people here as part of the Free State Project now. Over 12,000 have pledged to move here. And look, the people are doing a variety of different things. There is the political action
do?
That's going
Wait
on.
Wait a second. I understand the political action. What's it going to do if a half a dozen people manage to get arrested for wiretapping here in New Hampshire, which is really just recording government bureaucrats on the telephone?
Well, first of all, it gives each of them the chance to take it to trial and take it to a fresh jury
sure.
in the hopes that we can at some point find a jury that will actually nullify a bad
jury
law.
Nullification doesn't matter in this case. Jury nullification
it always matters.
Only matters for the individual. So people are acquitted of murder all the time. Jury nullification has been used in the Jim Crow South mm-hmm. to nullify white people murdering black people, and murder's still illegal. So jury nullification
That's a ridiculous
isn't
example, and you know it, because jury nullification absolutely has worked toward changing laws, like in the example of alcohol prohibition, where you know prosecutors couldn't get a conviction out of the neighbors of these folks that were busted for alcohol.
We don't know the answer to that because we don't have a test case. You don't know
no,
if jury
no.
nullification.
You know that people use jury nullification in those cases.
I do
as
know
a
that.
Result of that, they might as well not arrest anyone anymore because they can't get a conviction.
They arrested
they can't
people up to the last day of alcohol prohibition. They continued to arrest people. Yes, they finally changed the law, but there's no evidence that jury nullification had anything to do with the mm-hmm. changing of the law.
So why bother advocating it then?
Jury nullification?
Yeah.
I'm not sure jury nullification matters at all.
Okay.
I don't even.
Well, there are some people who disagree with you. Some you know more scholarly folks who've actually researched jury nullification and the history of it, like the folks over at the Fully Informed Jury Association,
yep.
who are huge advocates of jury nullification, and they are advocates of it because it's effective at dissuading prosecutors from going after people. If you can't get a conviction on, you know, X type of charge, whether it's possession of alcohol back during Prohibition or helping a slave escape during the slave days, if you can't get a conviction, you're far less likely to bother trying
this
anymore.
This prosecutor's now batting 1,000.
Now, someone came up on Facebook today, this afternoon, saying, well, I think this is a ridiculous waste of my tax dollars, and was blaming a demo and activists, et cetera. Okay, so really...
Typical.
Whose choice was it to spend the tax dollars on prosecuting a demo?
The prosecutor.
Right. The prosecutor in the state. Now,
what's common blame?
Also, a demo didn't do this on, I don't believe he did this with the intention of being taken to court. He was just trying to record somebody. Another point, he refused to make the point that they never proved that he was in the state of New Hampshire when they did it.
He touched on it at the very end of his trial, but he didn't get
briefly.
Into it.
Briefly. I mean, like he could have said to the jury, look, I could have made all kinds of points, like this guy over here that's talking about how we're going to have anarchy. There's 38 states in this union where this would have been completely legal. They didn't prove that I was in this state when I did this. Mm-hmm. They didn't prove I was in this nation. I could have been a Paraguay for all these people. No, they don't have any evidence of their own. They only had the evidence of the video that I put up. I mean, this was
I
a lackluster job.
Yes.
He should have
yes.
hit those points. You're absolutely right.
Yep. And there were questions asked as to why, and what he said was he wanted to do this his way. He needs to do this his way with the information he has gathered and presented. If there's a need for appeals, we'll tackle those issues later.
Who said this?
This is a demo.
Where was this printed?
I'm not going to tell you.
Oh, so how do we know it happened?
Because it's right here on my computer screen.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay. A demo further, I will also say, would like to thank everyone who showed up for the trial. He really appreciates the support. Really, really appreciates the support. And that is what I will also forward from my little screen of what's there, and how it got there will remain a mystery.
Yeah. I don't like speaking ill of the dead, or whatever. In this case, it's the incarcerated. But this is such an important case. And
great. So let's have another one. Yeah. Bill Kostrick is, if it's so important, see, here you are. You've got a conflicting message here tonight. You're saying, oh, well, jury nullifications isn't important. Oh, you shouldn't take any risks. But this is an important case. Well, then, okay, we've already got another guy who's willing to step up and is willing to take some risk and is willing to try this again. If this prosecutor is willing to come after him, he's willing to go to court with him and sit in front of a jury and make a completely different case or a better case or something he considers to be a better case. And
I hope the best for the guy.
And see how that works out. And I think that's heroic. I think that's something that's worth looking up to. I look up to it. I think it's an inspirational. And I know that people like that inspire brave people to come here. Now, I'm not saying don't call the legislators. Go ahead. Call them. Talk to them. See if we can get this to change. Let's go testify at the legislative hearing, the next one on whatever bill it is that comes up to change this law. I'm happy to work through those channels, too. But if you don't have something generating excitement, then nobody's going to get press. The Associated Press and these other press organizations that showed up, WikiLeaks, RT, these other organizations that weren't there in person today but have reported on this case, none of those press agencies, except maybe the union leader, would ever report on some hearing that some state representatives were going to have about repealing the wiretapping law. None of them. Do you agree with that?
Yes, they would not.
Yeah. So if you want to, if you
got a minute left in this segment, do we want to tell people what the sentence was?
We can get to that.
Okay.
If you want publicity, then you have to do things that are worthy of it. And going to a hearing at some state house is boring as hell, and nobody wants to put that video footage on their television channel. No talk show hosts want to really talk too much about it because they're not there. They don't care. They're not paying any attention. So there's no buzz. There's no sizzle. There's nothing to really attract people. Is the jury nullification thing good news out of New Hampshire? Yes. What happened? They passed a law that makes it so the judge will have to read some sort of statement in jury
You read
whatever.
Some sort of statement today. Didn't matter at all.
Well, no, it wasn't the jury statement that is going into effect in January. It's too early for this jury nullification thing to come to effect, so the judge did not read it today. But what they're reading is basically a line of legalese that is going to make no sense whatsoever to the jury. So
right,
that situation hasn't really changed. But it was a good political win, and it took a lot of effort, and good for them. But it isn't really knocking down the media's doors and burning down the people aren't running out to the newsstands to read about the new jury nullification law. 855-453. Hour 2's next. We'll get to the sentence in moments.
If you died today, would your family be able to keep their home? Will your children get a college education? No? Then you need to protect them with life insurance. Life insurance helps make up for your lost income, funds your child's education, pays off household debt, pays for your funeral, pays taxes, and more. Learn all you need to know about life insurance free from the Center for Sound Consumer Advice. Call for their free latest consumer protection guide. 1-800-819-6545. Get your free insurance guide today. 1-800-819-6545.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.